Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. No Astros yesterday. They got the Cubs all weekend. It's always fun to play there. And so we'll enjoy day baseball over the next 3 days. And, we got basketball. We got Spurs. Spurs at home against Oklahoma City. You like them in these two games?
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
Yeah, I do. I think they come out of there 3-1 after four.
I don't know. This Oklahoma City team is well. It depends a lot on Jalen Williams too.
I think the
Spurs can survive.
They don't have
De'Aaron Fox or possibly. Did you see that Dylan Harper was coming back on the court, and then a guy from DraftKings turned him around?
It wasn't.
What?
Come on, John. Don't do it. It wasn't DraftKings or FanDuel. People are like, hey, Dylan Harper is ready to go, and then a representative of DraftKings.
That's how that spreads on the internet.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
You're spreading misinformation again.
No, I didn't. I saw it on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I saw it on the internet, so sorry. If it was on the internet,
it's false, pretty much. It's almost 100% false.
It's true.
Bucky Brooks opened the podcast yesterday. How are we doing in H-Town? I said, well, we're watching this playoff series and realizing how far away we are from either of these teams. He said, well, if it makes you feel any better here in L.A., we're saying the same thing. So pretty much the entire Western Conference, I think, realizes, ooh, how old is Wimby? Is he 30 yet? Oh, no, he's 23? Ooh, and Oklahoma City's young and all signed? Wow. This seems like a tough hill to climb. Over there in the Western Conference. But good basketball to watch.
We're a ways away.
I'm not sure there's any roster tweaks that are going to change it either. I think fundamentally your roster's not good enough.
You know, we saw the article that Patrick is trying to, hey, let's just run it back. Is that the best move?
I think running it back
add
this
some
year.
Bench maybe. Maybe get rid of Dorian Finney-Smith.
You hope everyone plays better. You hope that Thompson becomes a better shooter.
Well, you get Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, there's some elements you don't know how having Fred back is going to make an impact. It's going to have an impact. So yeah, I would run it back. I mean, Kevin Durant's going to just get older. That's all he is. He's not getting better. He's just getting older. So you'll have to fade the stuff that comes with that. Not a leader. Good offensive player. Average defender. Alpi seemingly has not gotten any better over the last 2 years and shows some forms of regression defensively. But at the same time, you do have some pretty good talent. I don't know. I would run it back. I'm not doing anything different. I'd like to find somebody who's better than DFS, but he's signed to another year on the contract. But I would love to find somebody who can come off the bench and shoot it from distance better than he did, and better than Okogie. I don't mind Josh Okogie. He's a nice little player off the bench. I'd rather him have the Jayshon Tate minutes, and then Tate not be a factor at all. I'd like for Okogie to get minutes, get that level of minutes, right? Anywhere from on the high end, about 18, on the low end, 2. And, play it out from there. I don't know what the tinkering with the roster will look like, but why carry a guy like Jeff Green? What is the purpose of burning a roster spot for a guy that old? I don't understand it. Jeff is a non-factor. He was a good story when you weren't as good. a team. Like, look at this old wily veteran. Why eat a roster spot up with a guy like Jeff Green? That just doesn't make any sense to me. Go get somebody young who can block a shot. I don't care. They don't have to be wily like Jeff Green, but have somebody that has a plus in some category, offensively or defensively, that you can go to if you have to go down that far on the bench. Why go to a player that old? That just doesn't make any sense to me to have that guy on the roster.
Yeah, no. I mean, they got it. There's a bunch of stuff. I don't know. The addition of Steven Adams is going to help. The addition of Fred VanVleet. I mean, maybe just by, you know, getting healthy again, they'll be that much better. But I don't know about. They're not competing with either of these two teams.
Yeah, you just got.
They need somebody off the bench that can score. Goodness gracious,
guys! Look, I understand you're trying to find ways. You know, the plan for the Rockets, if I was them. Pray for the downfall of the Phoenix Suns and Nets. Yeah. You got both their picks in next year.
And
next
don't give draft. Them away for an older yeah. player. Don't I, give that looking, Nets pick away.
I know.
The Nets, you have swap rights with them.
Daryl Morey would trade that pick for an old player, 100%.
Yeah, 2027, yeah. The next draft, you have swap rights with them, and you have Phoenix's pick unprotected. So you own the rights to both those picks. Prey on their downfall. I know, John, Dylan Brooks, funny man. Let's have Dylan Brooks have a less productive 2026-27.
Yeah, please. I don't need him having career years. Yeah, again.
Hey, Jalen, you struggled. Let's do that again. You didn't play, and then when you played, you struggled. Do that again. Maybe Devin Booker requests a trade this offseason. These are the things you need to look for if you are hoping to find a way to compete with
you.
These.
Just want downfalls.
How else are you going to compete?
Yeah. I'm the negative one.
How are you going to compete without the benefit of their downfalls? Because where are you going to find top-end talent to bolster this roster without trading away the current youth on the roster? Hmm. Let's say 2026-27, you win a playoff series. Cool. That would be a nice step because you haven't done that.
That's going to happen?
I don't know that. I'm just saying. You just told me Fred's coming back and Steven Adams is coming back. You should win a playoff series, hopefully. And then, because the Nets are bad and the Suns were bad, you can use those two first-round picks to acquire more talent.
Even with a healthy Fred VanVleet, and Steven Adams you can't count on for a whole year. You just can't. Even with that, who are you beating right now? Minnesota?
Not this version.
The Lakers with a healthy Luka?
You could have beat Portland.
Are you beating Denver?
You would have beat Portland.
Are you beating San Antonio? You beating SGA?
You might have beat Denver. They were reeling. They have their own problems. Everyone's on the table except for Jokic. You might have. I don't know that you do, but you might have.
No, I'm talking about next year.
Oh, next year. Well, got to see how everyone shakes out in the offseason.
I'm not sure that you're better than any of those teams, even with Fred VanVleet.
You would have beat Portland.
Portland, yeah. But Portland is there's only the top six.
They're in the play-in.
Are you playing Portland? Are you a one or two seed?
Well, with Fred back and Steven Adams back, yeah. Fred's the most important point guard in NBA history from what I've been led to believe, considering how he's been talked about.
I guess
so very important to the success of the team. The volume 40% shooter must have him or you can't compete. You can't be a contender without Fred VanVleet. That's what I was told.
Well, if you sit on your hands and don't do anything to help.
Well, you're never going to get anyone that can provide what Fred could provide, so why even try?
Okay. Yeah. You don't need anybody who can bring the basketball up.
You were never going to be able to replicate.
Start the offense.
You're never going to be able to replicate all the things that Fred provides, so why even try to attempt it? You just fail. You're failing before you even start.
Yep. Hey, we're going to 7378037776. Kelsey has odds on where the Texans, whether or not the Texans are going to get to the Super Bowl, and we'll talk about it on the other side. But right now, we're talking about Louisiana's largest sports book. I mean, we love it, the DraftKings sports book. 300 lounge seats, 3,200 square feet of LED screens, 12,000 square feet of premier sports betting. Live blackjack, bar top video while you're watching. You place wagers right there, full service restaurant, all of these things. Coming up, Marlon Wayans is coming to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Marlon Wayans is May 29th. Todd Rundgren is June 20th. Dusty Slay is June 27th. Yeah, I mean, at the DraftKings Sportsbook, let's watch NBA. Let's watch World Cup. Let's watch Astros. Let's watch UFC. You got it all. Any boxing match, they've always had. It's fun. It's a fun place to watch boxing, by the way. You can hit the golf course for Father's Day. You could just check out the pool, how nice it is. Let's go. You're looking for a great way to spend a night, two, three. You want to spend a week there? You can do that as well. So easy to get to. Just write down I-10. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. Book your stay now. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. Make sure you book your table at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Whatever you want to watch, you got it at Golden Nugget Lake Charles. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. So, Kelsey Sports says, who's going to make the Super Bowl out of the AFC? And I don't know what order you're putting these in. They've got the Bills, number one, 15% chance. Right now, if you take the Bills and they make the Super Bowl, you would get, 36 times your money?
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs, 2. Ravens, 3. Chargers, Broncos, Patriots at 10%. The Bengals and the Texans are 8%. You would get 12 times your money if you bet the Texans right now.
To win what?
To get to the Super Bowl.
Is that it? Because I've seen 18-1 on a lot of spots.
Well, 8% would be 12.5%. I mean, 12.5, yeah.
12.5 times.
Yeah. So, that's Kelsey. Maybe if you can get better than that, because I think that's pretty good. I don't know why people... The Bengals are favored in 15 of their 17 games.
That's astonishing.
Isn't it?
That is astonishing.
Yeah. They're favored right now in 15 of their 17. It's just amazing.
So not against the Texans, not against the Ravens, in every other game?
I guess.
That doesn't sound right.
No, I just saw it this morning. The Arizona is favored in the least, and I think the Jets would be, but Arizona's favored in the least, and the Bengals are favored in the most. That's just crazy.
That can't be true. Mm-hmm. How bad is their schedule? The worst schedule in the history of football?
Well, they play third-place schedule? The Browns were worse? I just say that because they're the Browns, but maybe the Bengals were. They're playing a third place schedule, and I don't know what they're. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I saw all of the. Oh, that's the AFC North. I saw the AFC South. I was looking at all the AFC South stuff, and you know, all the odds. We had all the odds on the AFC mm-hmm. South, so every Texans game, I was looking at that. I did not look at the AFC North, but I have to believe.
They got Tampa in week one at Houston, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville at Miami, okay? At Baltimore, they're not going to be favored at Baltimore.
No.
Tennessee, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, at Washington, Saints, Cleveland, yeah, pretty bad.
Who are their road games?
Okay, they're at Indy,
so
at
they're
Carolina.
Favored against Indy, okay.
At Carolina.
I don't know that I'm favoring
at Washington, at Baltimore, at Miami, at Pittsburgh, at Houston.
Yeah, I can't see how that's accurate.
No.
I can't see how that's accurate. Like, why would they be favored against the Colts in Indy? Why would they be favored? They're not going to be favored against the Texans. We already know they're not. They're not going to be favored against the Ravens. I'm not sure they're going to be favored against Carolina. We'll see by the time that game rolls around. Washington, I guess a lot of that will depend on Jaden Daniels. And who are some of the other teams? I mean, there were some turds in there, obviously.
Yeah.
Did you say Saints?
At Carolina, at Indy, at Cleveland, at Washington, at Baltimore, at Miami.
Yeah, Cleveland,
at Pittsburgh,
Miami.
At Houston.
Cleveland, Miami, Pittsburgh. I could see them being favorites there. Maybe. Well, Cleveland and Miami, yes. Pittsburgh, maybe. Maybe. Boy, we're just all in on the Bengals, Vegas?
Yeah.
We're all in on the Bengals. Listen,
a bunch of people are all in on the Bengals.
Can you tell me why? They lost their best pass rusher. Can you tell me why they're all in? Joe Burrow didn't look great last year. The offensive line's still the same. I'm trying to figure out why people are all in on the
Bengals. Well, Joe said the other day, he said, this is the best, the most talented team they've had.
They brought in Dexter Lawrence, Jonathan Allen, to try to shore up their defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Their linebackers still stink. They're hoping to get pass rush help from which A&M pass rusher did they draft? The guy who they couldn't find until
Shamar
late.
Stewart.
Yeah.
Shamar Stewart.
They're banking on Al Golden in his second year helping them as the defensive coordinator.
Good Lord, here it is.
Al 50. Golden, your favorite.
You heard me. Al Golden's their DC.
Here it is, the only two games they're underdogs in the preseason. I think these bookmakers are really struggling right now. The only two are the Texans plus 2.5 and the Ravens plus 3.5. The over-under total for the Bengals is 9.6. And as I mentioned yesterday, ESPN had them at like 10.4 wins, which is higher than the Texans.
What do they have at Indianapolis?
I'm going to
it's late.
I'm going to see if I can find
later in the number. Season.
Yeah, so obviously those things will change.
Yeah.
But I was surprised they're favored against the Colts there. If they are, it has to be like one, I would think. The Bengals. No, they're only showing me 1 week, so I don't know. I know our Houston Texans. I feel good about them. I feel better about the Texans this year than I did last year going into the season, believe it or not. And some of that is just because Kaylee, I think, will have to be better in his second year now that he has some stuff under his belt. I like the fact that I see something different from CJ, and it's not just the same old, same old. And there's a natural growth. I've done this long enough, and I've seen enough sports, the same as you, where you recognize a team when they're ascending. And the only thing that could short-circuit them to me is going to be the play of C.J. Stroud. That's the only thing that can short-circuit them. So if C.J. does his job at a reasonable level, they're in really good shape in the AFC. And it coincides with what I think is a Tampa Bay is a Kansas City regression.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not sold, and I know you're not either, on New England sneaking up on anyone this year. I don't think they sneak up on anyone. I'm not believing in Justin Herbert and the Chargers until I see it. You're literally going to have to prove it. I kind of feel that way a little bit with Bo Nix in Denver. For some reason, they just don't scare me. No one in this division scares me. Aaron Rodgers is over the hill. I'm not sure that Joe Burrow is still the same guy that we thought he was in 19. He's going to have to prove that. We'll see if how much difference Dexter Lawrence can make in the middle. Do you see he weighed 390 pounds the other day at weigh-in?
That's all?
Dexter Lawrence is 390 pounds.
390?
Not an idea
Lord,
weight
man.
For a guy
Do
you
some
just traded.
Pushaways.
You traded a 10th pick of the draft for Dexter Lawrence, and he's 390.
390?
Uh-huh. So we'll see how that goes. The Ravens, I mean, I don't know. The Ravens, with and without Lamar, they were not all that impressive last year. And Harbaugh's gone, and we'll see there. It just, I don't know. It's the right time to make a move. It's the
well,
right time to make a
last year was, too.
And, well, last year was perfect
And they
time.
Just gagged. No, last year was the year that I don't think you're ever going to have a chance like you had.
No.
Ever again.
No, it was pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally had an injury that was going to really help you. And you weren't able to take advantage of that.
And he was awful.
Yeah, but Drake was playing good football until the postseason got around.
Until
the last two games.
Until the Texans got in the way.
Mm.
And then
he wasn't great against the Texans. We've seen worse. We've seen worse against the Texans.
Yeah.
We've seen worse for the Texans.
Well, yeah, we saw worse.
We did see
and it
worse.
It was the Texans.
Yeah, we saw worse for the Texans, no question.
And we've seen better. I mean, when you got a bad toilet, that's worse. That's the worst thing. That's worse than a Texans playoff turnover, okay? You can't live with bad toilets. You can live with turnovers. You can't live with a bad toilet. And if you've got a bad toilet, there's one place to go. 281-488-6238. You call my man. You call our guy. We love Billy. He's unbelievable. He is ready for you. He's there whenever you need him. Absolutely free to your house. How many times have you gotten people tell you, Lance, on Twitter or wherever, yeah, I used Billy and it was great. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, no, a lot. When people do that. And I understand that you may not need them now, but when you do need a plumber, it's one of those things where it's a reaction where, just like air conditioner, oh my gosh, I need to have somebody come right now. And that's why they have a lot of trucks. They have a lot of workers. They get out there quickly to you. They respond quickly. Put the number in your phone. Just put plumber. I don't care how you put it in there. Just put plumber if you want to. But the phone number is 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238. When you have any plumbing needs, it's going to be Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 to get in with us. 713-780-3776.
You see, your favorite WNBA team, at least previously. Not
My
now.
My favorite team is the Comets.
That's right. Well, the WNBA issued a warning to the Indiana Fever after Caitlin Clark was not initially listed on the team's injury report, but was a late scratch because of back soreness. She's already got a back injury. I mean, what are we going to find out next? Spin rate's too much for her, and she's out for 2 years with an arm injury? Is this what's next? She's not able to play because her back still hurts. Caitlin Lynn Sanity is at it again.
Well,
she's at it again.
I hope you saw, but they couldn't have screwed this up worse.
You really turned on her, Lance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, play. She
She'll
couldn't play last year,
healthy.
And now she's hurt already to start
She'll
the season.
She'll play when she's healthy.
She'll never be healthy.
Wow.
She's still stiffness and soreness in her back. She had that previously to start the season. She started the season on a having to be pulled out of the game more than once because of back injuries, back issues.
She's played in 4 of their 5 games.
She's played, been hurt.
But you just said she never
and
plays.
And she scored 18 points in the fourth quter for a comeback that won the game.
No, congratulations.
You're a giant hater.
No. Yeah. She's constantly hurt.
She
They even had to Now,
she's you, played in 80% of the game so
if
far.
If you can gamble on a game, well, 80%, I'm not
4 out of 5.
Giving her a glizzy for that.
4 out of 5. That's what?
A hot dog.
Why would
she
give
doesn't
her
get
hot
a special
dog
hot dog?
What?
Well, I don't know, because sometimes dollar hot dog
You'd
nights.
Give Josh Pate a glizzy.
No. Well, you gotta stop.
What?
You gotta stop the Josh Pate stuff.
Now you love him so much.
Do your little moves to the microphone. You gotta stop. You gotta stop.
You love him.
You love you some Caitlin Clark. Doesn't surprise me with
the
pancake.
Clearly,
but
I'm a big fan.
No, I just this is something that I guarantee the WNBA is very concerned about. Lingering back issues that go all the way back to last year. I mean, she's not been at 100%. There's a lot of money on the table with Caitlin Clark playing basketball. So I'm sure they're concerned. And this is how you know the league has made it. When they have to come out and tell you that you better not mess around with the injury report because of gambling purposes. Because that's why. You have to be a straight shooter so that you don't have inside information.
You got a lot of hate for someone who's 24-9-5 in her 4 games this year. A lot of hate.
She has had a lot of assists. I assume 9 is the assist total, right?
Yes. Yeah. And she's probable for the next game, for tonight's games. How about that? She's playing tonight. All of this, she's going to play. Yeah. Hater.
But did you see?
Hating ass hater.
For the first time, Indiana's not selling out.
Because they don't know if Caitlin Clark's back's going to be broke.
Her back ain't broke.
Broke-ass back.
So disrespectful. Did I hear?
Are their games really aren't selling out? I'm sure they've jacked the rates up.
I'm sure the prices are way high. They're like FIFA.
Well, they had to go into the bigger building because of her. Now I don't know. The bigger building's not selling out.
Did I hear you?
It's still I think number one in the league. But
yeah, that's still a lot of tickets.
Did I hear you say pancake?
I don't know if I said that or not.
Don't disrespect her like that.
I don't know if I said that. Well, I think it's probably
you said I didn't
relative to your.
I don't think about athletes that women, female athletes that way. That's for other things. I don't look. You know what I don't do? I don't think of. Hey, you
literally
know,
just commented on. You piled on with John about the.
I said
softball.
You, I said I didn't. I said you can be.
And
one
I'm an athlete, and you're sitting here.
Trunk.
I'm an athlete, really. And you're sitting here looking at my butt all the time.
You're not
just
an
cut,
athlete.
Cut the crap. I'm married.
You're not. No one's looking at. I can't look at something that doesn't exist.
Cut the
I
crap.
Think that's the whole point.
Would you talk to my wife? Did y'all gang up? Did
I don't
y'all
have get to talk about
have
your
a plan
wife.
To gang up on me?
You walk past the doorway all the time.
You have a plan to gang
you
up on me?
You ain't carrying nothing behind you.
I can't help that that's how my parents
get in the gym.
And I'm not going to be a guy doing butt exercises.
Do the butt exercises.
I thought about doing that one time on that where you kick, you know, you extend your leg, and I'm like, I can't be this guy. Leaned over a bench and doing a leg extension so I get my upper glutes the way I need them.
All that
I'm
stuff
like,
starts
man.
In when you're a kid, depending on what sports you play.
Yeah, I'll bet like, the old 98 guy does.
Mm. No, he's
Rhett,
another.
What's his name, Rhett Miller?
Yeah, Rhett Miller.
He got some junk done.
No, he's a pancake ass, too.
Well, Nicole has a type.
Don't worry about that.
He's got a type?
I mean, no, yeah, she prefer does. Different, but it's she gets what she gets. Too bad. Too bad. If not, I can quit the second job and you can go find something sweet.
Man.
Tell you that right now.
A wallet. That's how you describe players, right? Ain't
what?
Got nothing to light in the pants, light in the wallet. What do you say?
Light in the pants. Yeah, no sand in the pants.
No sand in the pants. You're one of those guys.
No sand in the pants. Yeah, well, you can say bubble, too. No sand in the pants means you just don't have a base or an anchor. But, yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, NFL teams really do look at – evaluators do look at – they like a more of a bubble butt because they tell you there's a better chance for whatever – I guess for
good
whatever
anchor.
Reason. Well, because the glute does help – you know, promote more of an anchor. It's true. It's true. So they look – I'll never forget Ethan Posich. You know, you guys know who that is? Former LSU center, played in the league with the Browns. He's been there for years. I remember when I went to the Auburn LSU game back when they used to let me go on the road to scout some games, and I was down on the field. You know, you just kind of check out the players and watch them run around and all that stuff. And before the game, and it's like, oh man, this guy has, I mean, flat like a board. And I was up in the press box, and I can't remember if I was talking to Phil Savage or Rustin Webster. I can't remember who I was talking to. And I asked one of them, I said, hey, what's the big deal with the player, you know, having a butt or not having a butt or a bubble, whatever you want to refer to it. And he goes, why are you, and I think it was Rustin Webster. And he told me, and he said, who are you talking about? Did you see somebody? I said, yeah, the center for LSU. He goes, oh, yeah, that's bad. So yeah, he goes, yeah, you don't want him like that. You're having to take on a nose tackle, a 3-4-0 technique who's gonna, you know, try to plow right over you. And he said, you're 6'7" and you got no butt. He goes, that's not great. That's not great. He said he won't be able to anchor.
6'7" center. You don't normally see that.
And you don't usually see it anyway. And that's his whole point. He's like, how's he gonna be able to bend and anchor? He's got no butt. He's too tall. He's like, that guy's going to get walked into the pocket all the time.
Yep.
6'7", center, 5'2", influencer. No butt's bad. Having no butt is bad.
5'2", influencer. Are you saying Livy Dunn?
No.
That's what you're saying.
I did not say Livy Dunn.
Who are you referring to?
There are a lot of women who are 5'2".
You're saying in general? You're not referring to anyone?
Okay. Yeah, the women who you see at the gym working on those exercises, some of them are influencers.
So I've told you guys before that I think I've told you that Matt Money Smith, who's my buddy in L.A., who does the show with Petros. John, have you ever heard their show at all?
Yeah.
Okay. So they had Jim Harbaugh on the other day, and he called Petros like a D1 glazer, and he said he got that from his...
I did see that.
He got that from his... he was on their show at Get Charged Camp, and he said he got that from his daughter, a D1 glazer. So, you know, glazing, just giving excessive props. it's not the nexus of it is not great to say good Glazer. But anyway, Money's brother is either the mayor of Hammond, Indiana, or he's something really important, or maybe I think he's the mayor of Hammond, Indiana. And Hammond, Indiana is where the Bears have been looking at to move their stadium potentially. Now, they'd like to stay in Chicago, but the issue here with the Bears is that where they can't find land, they can't get a deal done anywhere around the city of Chicago or anywhere close, from what I understand, near where Soldier Field is right now. And the area they're looking, which is far north, it's actually faster to go to Hammond, Indiana, for people in downtown Chicago, from downtown Chicago, for example, than it would be to go to this other spot in Chicago. That's just a logistics thing. But the Bears came out yesterday and said this. But Money's brother told him, he goes, the offer we have on the table is so good that it's going to be hard for the Bears to turn it down. Like, we're fairly confident we're going to get the Bears in Indiana. It's just going to be a matter of do the Chicago Bears fade the fact that they're playing in Indiana? Just, it doesn't look good, but the money and the offer is significant from Hammond, Indiana. Yesterday, the Bears came out and said the Bears have exhausted every opportunity to stay in Chicago, which was our initial goal, the team said in a statement. There is not a viable site in the city. As a result, the only sites under consideration are in Arlington Heights, which is the one north.
The racetrack.
Yeah. Is that where it is? Yep. And Joe George told me it's way up there.
Yeah.
And Hammond, Indiana. The statement, which appears again to close the door on the team staying in Chicago proper, comes after team president Kevin Warren said last month at the NFL's annual league meeting at Arizona that the Bears were hoping to choose a new site for an enclosed stadium in Illinois or Indiana late this spring. They played in Soldier Field for over half a century. This is the one thing we're finding, though. So the Illinois General Assembly responded, so the Bears have played at Soldier Field, blah, blah, blah. Indiana lawmakers were attempting to lure them from the Windy City with the plan to finance and build a dome stadium in Hammond, about 25 miles from their current home on Lake Michigan shore. The Illinois General Assembly responded with legislation that would give tax breaks to so-called mega projects of at least $100 million, a plan that would encompass the Bears' proposal to build a complex.
$100 million, ain't
both of the sites are excellent sites, Warren said last
week. So Arlington Heights is up north. Historically, south side of Chicago is poorer than the north side. The northern suburbs are richer. And the south side is older. The northern suburbs have expanded and goes almost all the way. I mean, there's a lot of – it's expanded almost all the way to Wisconsin, if you want to know the truth. And the further north you go, the richer the people are. So Arlington would work. I mean, you wouldn't – the Southsiders would have to – a long trip to – but it's a Sunday for the most part. They play on Sunday. So it would happen. If they moved to – Hammond, Indiana, they would have a lot. There would be a lot of. Not only would it be grief for them, it'd be grief for the mayor, it'd be grief for the governor, it'd be grief for all of them, because you lose the Bears and you're probably. I remember there was the Cubs are in the playoffs back in the day, and a Bears preseason game outrated it. A Cub playoff game that was on at the same time.
That's
as a good
Bears team right now too. But what can you do when these stadiums are getting so expensive now, and you're not getting the city? No. You're not getting the city funding like you once did. I mean, it's a much smaller percentage than you used to. What I think this is going to happen more and more. I don't know about moving. You know, that's just a rare situation where Hammond, Indiana, just happens to be on the border. It's very close.
Right.
So that's kind of a rare situation. But it is closer to go to Hammond, Indiana. It's just the optics of Indiana. There's really no difference if you build a great facility and the fans get there. You have a great, you know, because Hammond is less populated. You might know this better than me. Maybe you don't. I don't know about the travel to Hammond. Maybe that's an easier travel.
If I'm the Colts,
of traffic.
If I'm the Colts, I don't want this to happen too.
It's Indiana.
You're going to steal a lot of Northern Indiana fandom. I mean, you're the Colts, and you're the state team, and so
now
the Bears
that.
Move in there. Now you got some loyalties that would maybe switch to the Bears in future years.
Now Money did say he grew up in that area, and that everyone in that area of Indiana, most of them were Bears fans anyway because they were so close.
Yeah, it's close, yeah.
But yeah, that's a. I just think that's an interesting thing to keep an eye on because this is the Bears we're talking about. Yeah. Long storied tradition and history, and this could be what we start seeing more of. We already saw the Texans are having to build their own. It's not called Toro Town, whatever it's called.
District.
The Toro District. They're having to put a lot of their own money into it, if not all of their own money, and they're doing it. You know, it's a little bit of a trip away from us here. And we also are full of sprawl, but Chicago sprawl also. Chicago, L.A., like these are Houston, these are all sprawl cities. We have the tentacles reach out there, and you still consider areas out there Chicago. You still consider areas of Houston, you know. Yeah. If you're in Spring, you're going to say if you leave the state and somebody says, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Houston. You won't. Or you might say, I'm from Spring. It's just outside of Houston. You might say something like that. Yeah. But I think this is going to happen more and more because property costs are just excessive. So some of these teams that are building their new places are not going to be able to build them.
Well, it's happened
for
years in Pontiac. It's
Yeah, that's right. San Francisco is far away.
San Francisco is, yeah. I mean, it's been happening. But moving to another state is a little different. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. We're talking about Coors Light. You want to talk about a tradition? We played yesterday in a tournament. It was fun. It was great. Afterwards, you sit down and you enjoy some cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. They had the aluminum cans, which big fan. I'm a big fan of the brown bottle. I don't know about you. I love the regular 12-ounce cans, the aluminum bottles. I mean, there's so many different ways. But all of them, you got the Blue Mountains. All of them, you know that it's cold and it's clean and it's refreshing. All of them, you know you're getting that Colorado water. All of them, you know you're getting the same great quality all the time. And that's what happens with Coors. Where's your water from? I don't know. You know, are you getting your water from St. Louis? Gross. Gross. I'm getting mine from the mountains of Colorado. Love it, and that you know it's cold, you know it's clean, you know it's refreshing every single time. It's Coors Light. You want to be refreshed. You want to be chill. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Just climb on, brother.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We are hitting the top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Sad news, Kyle Busch dies. I mean, it was just incredible. 41 years old. Kyle Busch with an unspecified disease that took his life yesterday. That is crazy at the age of 41 years old. No Astros. The Astros in Chicago for three games now. Matthew Stafford agreed to a reported $55 million extension. He will play now this year and next. I saw an interview with Sean McVay. He was on some podcast with some guys I think he really likes because he was joking around, and he says, if I could take one thing back, it would be draft night. How I acted on draft night. The way he looked.
He swears there was nothing to do with it because he knew what the deal was.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really, I think he already went back and kind of, did you see his conversation with Ty Simpson? He was all excited, and
yeah,
he's already said this multiple times. You guys read too much into this.
But he did also say, "I wish I could take back how I acted."
Yeah.
So there's more to it than that. Yeah. Whatever the case may be, Matthew Stafford's going to be there for a couple of more years now. I saw Mina Kimes had Matthew Stafford as her 10th best quarterback in the league. Wow. That's your girl. Get your girl, Lance.
He's got to be top six, right? For sure. Probably higher than that. Probably top four.
All right. Go ahead. Least. Who do you want first? Josh Allen, I want.
I'd take, I'd take Josh Allen.
Josh Allen first. Lamar second. I take Lamar second.
Ahead of Mahomes?
Yep. Right now, I would take him.
Oh, I'm not reacting to you. Sorry.
No, I'd say Matt Stafford. Actually, Matt Stafford second, I think.
Have you seen the list?
What does Matt Stafford do that we don't like?
So she combined with your favorite, Ben Solak, to rank the...
Yeah.
To rank the quarterback.
Your favorite guy.
One of your favorites at ESPN. Your coworker,
like
Ben Solak.
Yeah,
he's not my coworker.
Kind of work for the same
place. I don't.
So you got Stafford as the second best quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah, why not? What has he not done that's not great?
Yeah, I guess.
What problem did you have with Matt Stafford last year?
So there is some context.
There's
some context here.
Lamar Jackson looked good?
So she says, because people came after for not having Stafford in ahead of up before 10.
46 touchdowns
she
last
says,
year.
It's a draft with a 3-year timeline. If it was a simple power rank, he'd be top five.
Okay.
Half of these picks aren't even mine because she did it with Solak. I can't even correct Dove because he blocked me and just uses my pick for engagement rage bait. Truly one of the worst accounts on here.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So she is here to tell you.
It's a guy who sold his account, by the way, to whoever runs it now.
That this isn't, it isn't a power ranking of next year. It's about in the future as well.
Matt Stafford.
3-year?
3-year.
Well, he just signed. He's going to be around for 2 more years.
Well, she did it.
I don't.
Maybe she did it before that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he just signed.
Oh, she absolutely did because it just happened yesterday.
It just happened. But that's a guy who threw for 4,700 yards, 46 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. And there's any question he's not at least two? If we're just saying where are they right now? He's definitely had a Lamar Jackson. He's definitely had a Joe Burrow. He's definitely had a Pat Mahomes. I can't think of anyone that even comes close. And I think you make the argument that Stafford's ahead of Josh Allen.
He's not even in the top 10 on this list.
Yeah, that's crazy. But that's clearly top three. They expect him to be out of the league. Frankly, I expect him to be out of the league by the third year. I think he plays 2 more years and he's done. And the problem you have, and I made this point on draft day, the problem you have for Ty Simpson is that he played no meaningful football for the first 3 years at Alabama and will play no meaningful, if Stafford stays healthy, will play no meaningful football for the first 2 years at the Rams. 5 years of a 6-year run, he will play no meaningful football. How do you think he's getting better? He's got 1 year as a starter. He had 50 total passes in his first 3 years at Alabama, and they were all junk time. There was nothing.
And listen, Dan Orlovsky, the stuff that he was saying before the draft made me nuts. He was on with McAfee, and they were like, well, he didn't play. First of all, Orlovsky said, well, he really didn't play meaningful games. What? And then he goes, well, the Ohio State game, he had 3 points at the half.
Oh, no, you're talking about right now. You're not talking Ty Simpson. You're talking Fernando
I'm talking
Mendoza.
About – but why he was making the case for Ty Simpson.
Oh, it was so bad.
Ty Simpson. It was just so ridiculous. He said, well, look at his Ohio State game. They had 3 points at the half. Look at the two plays. They played heads up. And Mendoza and Alabama had 3 points for the game.
Then he doesn't mention the second half where he made plays in the fourth quarter. He also doesn't mention if we're being honest about this, go take a look at that defense. Sonny Styles, 7th pick of the draft, 12th pick, Caleb Downs, 5th pick, Arvell Reese, Igbinosin. Devin Igbinosin, cornerback. He was drafted in either the 3rd or the 4th. You have
the best defense in football.
Yes.
Yeah,
Matt Patricia's defensive coordinator, and the guy made plays. And yeah, his arguments were so.
I mean,
God, he was. It was infuriating.
It's embarrassing. It was embarrassing what the stuff that he was saying. But McAfee didn't even bring up, wait a minute, he had 3 points at the half. Ty Simpson didn't score 3 points against Indiana for the whole game.
Yeah.
Heads up.
Yeah. I mean, he got wrecked. Mm. No, that was and Indiana has one offensive lineman. I think Pat Coogan. I believe Pat Coogan got drafted late. I believe they don't have NFL offensive linemen. They had Kalen Black, who got drafted way too early by the 49ers. Roman Hemby didn't get drafted. Like they got beat by a Cal transfer, a bunch of 2- and 3-star offensive linemen, and James Madison portals. and they beat a bunch of first rounders. Like,
fair,
that speaks to Cignetti and to
be fair to Dan. A Carson Beck led team put up more points against Ohio State. Thank you. To be fair to Dan,
well, you got to win. Though.
Carson Beck. Well, they beat Ohio State too.
Of those three, Oh yeah, they were in national championship.
Yeah,
that's right.
To be fair to Dan,
That's fair.
I'm joking. There was a pick six in the Miami game, but they still scored 17 points. Look, he loved that guy. I don't know why he loves Ty Simpson.
Well, it was his guy, so he was going to ride or die because that's his TV guy. So
But
he called Daniel Jeremiah and said, "Hey, I'm not sure why everyone's not saying Ty Simpson's the best." And DJ told me, he said, "Wait, what now, Dan?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm going to start really selling this." Like, oh. And I think DJ got frustrated with it. He was saying things like John's mentioning. He was cherry picking on one guy and then ignoring the entire second half of the year with Ty Simpson. It was maddening to see this crap play out in real time. And even Pat McAfee checked him. You saw that, John, right?
Yeah, but not enough.
Well, the second time he did check him pretty good. He goes, "Wait." Well, mostly on the Fernando Mendoza stuff. But he's like, "Fernando Mendoza only had 3 points. You have to ask yourself why." And he's like, "And then what did he do? Then he won the game." That's true, but that's not what the focus is here. Like, oh, come on, Dan. Dan, I get frustrated listening to Dan. I get frustrated listening to Steven. I get frustrated listening
to
Perkins.
A dissenting voice in this.
Oh, he is a dissenting voice.
A dissenting voice going against the tide of all this Mendoza love. Someone's got to stand
you love
up for
me?
What was right.
Did you love me when I said that Shedeur Sanders wasn't going to be a first rounder?
Well,
did you love
me? I didn't believe he was going to be a first rounder either. So I don't love you because you don't really have strong opinions.
But people were told that by mock drafts early on.
It was always ridiculous.
They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe anyone would not have him in the top three. And I was like, there was a huge disconnect between who he was on tape and what the general public perception is. And that's where that whole consensus board stuff comes in, where it's the groupthink mentality. If this is what you're told early on, then this is your initial, it sets the precedent. So the early consensus or the early opinions are what you have to get. It's harder to get away from them because you're met with resistance because that's what the early things that people have in their mind. From a draft, I'm talking purely draft. I do want to mention before we get to break, Concept Mayhem, who is Tony, who is an Iowa fan. He does say maybe Caitlin Clark back hurts from carrying her sport for 5 years.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
She did.
Yeah, she's Lance. Fair enough. Yeah. Let me ask you two a question before we go. Fair enough. Lance, you mentioned glazing earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Who had the more...
Well, I mentioned Harbaugh glaze.
Yes, he mentioned
called somebody.
You referenced it.
Yeah.
Bigger draft quarterback glazer over the last 2 years. Orlovsky with Ty Simpson. Mel Kiper with Shedeur.
Ooh. Oh. Mel Kiper.
Mel Kiper started screaming at everyone. Yeah.
Mel Kiper.
What is happening? This is a disgrace to humanity.
They both embarrassed themselves.
Yeah, Ty Simpson got drafted 13th.
At least he won the first round.
Ty Simpson got drafted 13th. Dan Orlovsky got to do a victory lap. Mel Kiper almost had a stroke on live television.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even. Mel was so far over the top with, I just thought having him ahead of your quarterback was a little much.
That was blasphemy. And then
I did have a 639 and a 630. So it was not a huge, but yeah, that was, to me, there was clearly a best quarterback in that draft. I'm just hoping Cam Ward is not the third or second best quarterback in the AFC South this year.
Because if he's second or third, we got
a problem. Second, we got a real problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless one is CJ.
Number one with the bullet, yeah.
Yeah, unless that's the case.
All right. 904 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We got 1 hour left in this week. So you got anything that you want to add to this show, now is the time to do it. 713-780-3776. Lance, talk a little bit about Underdog.
Yeah, and it's about points and rebounds, assists, block shots, steals, turnovers. There's so many different stats to choose from. I'll just pull it up here on my phone. It's easy to get to because I'm always looking at Underdog. I go to the first thing I do is I go to the lobby because the lobby has a lot of different boosts available. So that's something that as the games roll up, you start to look for, go to the lobby and see what your boosts are. I don't have any in there yet, but they'll pop up. I get it. I get the notifications when there's a boost, because sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm playing baseball today. I just got a 50% boost. I'm going to go play higher on strikeouts and lower on total bases. And then this is an example of what I'm talking about. You've got NBA, Major League Baseball, PGA, NHL, WNBA, soccer, tennis. There's everything to choose from. And right now with playoff basketball, you get a real feel for how the playoffs are going, how certain players are playing, who's going to bounce back, who is liable to cool down, which defenses are really stifling which players. And when you watch these series, this is your best chance to pick higher or lower on the stats that are available for all the players. And the more you tie them together, I'll give you an example, 43.5 points, rebounds, and assists for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Is he going to higher or lower? I think lower in this game. I think it's going to go a little bit lower in this one when he's on the road. So that's an example of kind of how you think about what's going to happen. And I could explain that to you, but you just need to know the more players you play, the higher your payout is. So if you have 3, 4, 5, 6 players with their highs and lows and you hit it, you win big. And you can even play the flex option, which gives you a chance to lose one and yet still win good money. You have to download the app. Download Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They're going to give you $50 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 play. That's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance.
Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-MY-RESET or visit www.ncpgambling.org.